Star Media.
Hey, before we get started on today's new episode with a very special guest, just want to say that we have a new merch store. If you go to teespring.com/insideyoupodcast, you'll find a brand new merch store with some t-shirts and a hoodie and stickers for up right now. And if you want something and you don't see it on our store, let us know and we will try to get it up there as soon as possible. It's teespring, T-E-E, spring.com/insideyoupodcast for the brand new Inside You shop. Thanks. Hey, welcome to another edition of Inside You. I am Bill. Raptor's not here tonight. Raptor is exhausted. She needed a break. She has some goings on at her place of employment that had left her indisposed. Thought-wise, if that makes any sense at all. So she needs a break, and we're going to give her that well-deserved break this week. So have a guest with me tonight, so we'll get to her in a moment. So speaking of next week, we have a tentative guest for next week, and I say tentative because it's not set in stone yet, but I'm hoping to hear from this potential guest within the next day or two to confirm or deny. And if it's, if it actually comes to fruition, it'll be really, really cool. It'll be, someone who's been on the podcast before, in short form, and we're hoping to get a long-term interview out of this, outstanding person. One of the greatest people Raptor and I have ever met. So we're hoping to get this person in studio for an interview. So stay tuned for that, and we'll let you know. So while I have the opportunity, you can email us with anything you got about our show. If you want to tell us we suck, if you want to tell us we're great, yay, hooray, that'd be awesome. Inside You with Bill and Raptor at yahoo.com, or put us inside you at gmail.com. You can contact us at insideyoupodcast.com/contact and email us that way. If you go to insideyoupodcast69.rageon.com, you can go there for some sweet merchandise. And you can subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, Inside You with Bill and the Raptor. Not a lot up there right now, but there will be soon enough. Is that everything? Okay, we have a guest this evening. So, my guest this evening has been on the show a couple times, and at one time, she even had her own podcast on Gold Star Media, which we couldn't keep up with because this little girl is super freaking busy. She at times she's busier than I am, which is hard to do these days to get busier than me. So, this person continues to light up my life every single day and, show me new ways to be, to remember how to be a kid. So without further ado, Sophie's back.
Hello.
Bitches. What's up, kiddo?
Nothing.
Now, we tried to do this earlier in the night with my son as well, but as it turns out, that didn't work.
No, not at all.
He's a little bit too cray cray for the Inside You, for the podcast studio. And if I'm honest, we have some expensive lighting equipment down here. I don't really want him wrecking it. And he was just licking stuff, the table, the microphone, his hands, anything. So it was better off that we put him to bed before we recorded. But Sophie's back. How are you, sweetheart?
Good.
Okay. Well, for Inside You, I'm Bill.
I'm Sophie.
Yeah, shut up, Sophie. How you been, sweetheart?
Good.
You haven't been on the show in a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm too busy. School, dance.
Being a jackass.
Yeah. Yeah. Most likely.
Most likely.
And also, I'm busy on Roblox.
Okay, first of all, so if anybody who listens to the show were actually parents and their kids are addicted to, what is this, Roblox?
Mm-hmm.
Well, explain to me what this is. Oh, there goes my microphone. Hold on. Gotta tighten the microphone. Okay, explain to me what Roblox is, because I'm at a loss. Is it like Fortnite? Because if it's like Fortnite, I'm going to burn the house down.
No.
I swear to God.
Maybe.
No.
You'll see.
No. What is Roblox? Explain to me what this
okay,
is.
Okay, so you can make your own characters. There's this slot. There's over, I would say, 50 million games you can play. My most favorite...
So it's not just one game.
Yeah, it's a million.
First of all,
in one,
I don't know why you're yelling at me. Second of all, I don't understand how it's a game called Roblox, but it has a million games within it.
Well, there's horror games that I play.
Excuse me, games? What are they called?
Not horror games, but they're.
No, you need to space out your syllables when you talk. Do you mean horror?
No, not that. Like a little bit creepy.
So horror.
Yes.
It sounds like you're saying something else that we won't repeat. A word that you're not familiar with yet. Okay. So explain Roblox to me.
So you can make your own characters. My character is a blondie with, light jeans and a jacket with a shirt.
Okay. First things first. I did not ask you to describe your character. I asked you to explain what the game is.
Okay. So if you go on Roblox, you can buy Robux, but you have to pay for it.
No. Because guess who are the only people in this house that have credit cards? Me and your mom. Do you have those numbers? No.
No, but I can use my money.
You ain't got no money.
I have 60-some dollars.
Oh, high roller.
But only 60, though.
We can send you to college on that 60 bucks.
No.
No, we can't. That's impossible.
So.
Unless Bernie Sanders becomes president, that's never mind. Keep going.
So basically, there's a search button. You can search in Escape Peppa Pig or Survival.
So Peppa Pig is in Roblox?
Yes. Not so Granny.
I don't like it already.
Granny.
I hate Peppa Pig.
Well, Peppa Pig, this game, I would say, is very scary.
So it's a scary Peppa Pig?
Yes!
Do they all get killed for bacon?
We get killed.
Just British bacon?
No, we get killed. So they have bats.
Baseball bats or like bat bats? Like the animal?
Baseball bats.
Oh, I was going to say.
They whip us with it.
Excuse me?
They whip the bats at us. They're like, get out of here.
Wow.
And then there's Granny.
I'm on the floor, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not. Oh, God.
Well, the Granny, she...
You know what the problem is, Sophie? I'm just too old to like it. I think that's what it is. I'm too old to like the shit that you're into.
Well, there's this one game, Roblox Royal High School 2, and...
Oh, my God, there's a sequel?
Yes. Okay, so you say it's art time.
Mm-hmm.
There is no locker, though. But you go to our class, and it shows a picture that you have to match, and you press to match it. So you play games to get coins and stuff.
My ears are bleeding.
The worst... Dad...
Continue.
There's one more thing about it. My worst class is, what's it called? Something with, where you perform. Performing arts, I think. You have to match.
Is this an actual class in school, or is this Roblox shit?
Roblox.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm just too old to like it.
Wow.
So when I was younger, we only had a couple video games. We had Nintendo, which came out in the 80s.
Wow. So old.
Okay, first of all, you like Mario, Super Mario.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I play it.
Easy. So we had Super Mario Brothers. Well, we had Mario Brothers. It wasn't even Super Mario Brothers. It was Mario Brothers.
What the heck?
We had Duck Hunt, and it came with a gun that you plug into the machine. Yeah, it was fun. And then we had Super Nintendo, which was just the best. Because then we had other games. We had Super Mario World, Super Mario 3, and 4.
So basically, all you had is Mario. That's it.
Excuse me. Under no circumstances you'd interrupt me while I'm talking. We had... that's when we started getting the Disney video games, like The Lion King and Toy Story. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Do they even exist now? Because I don't even see them anywhere.
No, Super Nintendo? You could find one on the internet.
I know, but eBay. But Toy Story.
Well, the Toy Story... Well, first of all, let's talk about the Toy Story game for Super Nintendo.
No.
Was the worst game that was ever made. It's too hard. Kind of like the Lion King game for Super Nintendo. Too hard. Too hard. I couldn't even pass it. And then,
wow.
So then we had Sega Genesis,
mm-hmm.
which was Beth. That's where you get your Sonic the Hedgehog. And there was a video game called Boogerman.
What the heck is
he
that?
He was a janitor, and he fell into a toilet full of radioactive waste and became a superhero. He'd fling boogers at you, and it would eat chili peppers to fart, and his farts would lift him off the ground and fly. Booger! That was his catchphrase. It was the best game that's... I've only played it... I rented it from a video rental store called Blockbuster.
What the heck is... Oh, I know what Blockbuster is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
It's a game shop.
No, wrong. you see all these videotapes behind me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you used to go to a video rental store to get mm-hmm. to rent a VHS tape. And so they started carrying video games... Blockbuster carried Sega Genesis and Nintendo and Super Nintendo. You could rent those games. So your grandma rented me Boogerman for Sega Genesis. It was the best game that's ever happened to me. And after I played it, I never saw it again.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Because it wasn't a very popular game. You could find it on YouTube. I'll have to show it to you. It was the best game that's ever been played.
Okay.
So then after Sega Genesis, you had the original PlayStation.
Okay.
Which was... It wasn't a PS2, PS3, or PS4. Remember the PS4 we had?
Yeah, I know what happened to it.
No, I'm not saying what happened to it. I'm just saying, do you remember we had it?
Yeah.
So we had, I had the first one in 1997. That's mm-hmm. you got Spyro the Dragon, all the good games, and then you had Sega Dreamcast, which was awful, and then Nintendo GameCube. Which was still pretty cool.
Okay.
Super Smash Brothers. You ever hear that?
No.
No? God damn it.
Jonas Brothers?
No, not Jonas Brothers. and then Nintendo 64, mm-hmm. which was the best. That's where you get your Super Mario 64. That was the best game. But then the PS3, PS2 came out. You get Rock Band.
Cool.
And all that. And then PS3 came out, and then Batman came out.
Yes.
And that's one of my favorite video games ever. Batman and Star Wars. Yeah. So Roblox.
Eee.
Roblox, I'm just too old to like it. Maybe I'm just too old. Maybe I just like the old school video games better.
Well, I thanks to Aiden, because he's the one who got me into it. And I'm like, after I played it, I didn't really play because I didn't know what was going on. But then I played it for a little while and I'm like, I love this game. And now I don't play any other game. But I do play this game, Granny. I couldn't find regular Granny, so I found Granny Chapter 2.
What is this red ball thing that your brother likes?
Oh, yeah. It's a red ball with eyes.
Word?
And a mouth.
Uh-huh.
No nose, though.
No nose.
And it rolls around. You have challenges. You have to jump through obstacles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, but Granny is not the same thing as Granny in Roblox. Granny in Roblox is boring. Very boring.
Okay.
Very
boring. I'm not going to pretend like I know what you're talking about.
But I just want to tell you about it, because...
I do take issue with Fortnite. I don't like Fortnite one.
Loser.
Did you just bust out the L7 weenie on me?
No, it's an L when you do this dance for loser.
And that's from Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The floss.
Did you know that Fortnite is stealing dances from other people and being sued for it?
I knew that.
Like the Carlton. That mm-hmm. was on a show when I was younger called The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The L7 weenie is from when I was younger.
Loser.
That's what people used to say when we were younger. Fortnite's not doing anything that I ain't seen before.
Loser. Okay, well, back to Granny. It's a horror game. I'm telling you.
So, when are you playing horror games? When I'm not here? Because I don't...
No, I play it when you're here. I just don't show you. Mm-hmm. She has she has blood on her dress for some reason.
Okay.
And then she has a bat. And with this, she's really creepy. And in Granny Chapter 2, I couldn't find regular Granny, so I got Granny Chapter 2, which is the same thing, but she has a friend.
We're going to move on from this because I am thoroughly bored with your video game crap. Well, the video game, the mobile game. Mobile games is what they're called, I guess.
I guess. Hasbro Gaming?
Well, Hasbro is a gaming company.
Yeah, I know.
Hasbro owns the Transformers.
What? Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I will fight you.
No, you won't. Fist fight out in the street, like you said to my father.
I am your father, dumbass.
Mother.
So you're in the fourth grade.
Yes.
It's getting to be the end of the year soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about? You're in a new school this year.
I know.
So how do you feel about it? I've been in that school. The school's big.
Yes, it's not hard at all. Like, I thought it would be back-to-back-to-back hard. It's not.
What's not hard? Getting around the school?
No, everything.
I don't understand.
The math work, the language work.
So the actual school work?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, math is kind of... I don't want to say it. It's boring.
Well.
Very boring. You just sit and do nothing.
No, math is not boring. You need to know math for basic life skills.
I know.
However, it's hard. It will get harder. You're only in the fourth grade.
Oh, right.
Trust me.
There's a 12th
grade. Get into
grade.
Long division and algebra and calculus. And
what? What the heck is that?
It's all math. Trigonometry.
Oh, no. Geometry.
Quantum physics.
Oh, wait, we did geometry already.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. She tricked us in doing geometry dash.
Geometry dash.
It's a game.
Which is, yeah, it's a game. Actual geometry is not a dash, nor is it easy. I'm serious. Okay. It's not. So what's your favorite? So you have different classes for different subjects now,
yes,
right?
I have reading and language arts, which is in the same class, but they're an hour and 15 minutes, and then... I'll tell you my schedule, because we have a schedule for each day.
And we don't need to know your schedule. We just need to know, like, do you switch classrooms for each class?
Almost. For math, it's just math,
yeah.
Which is all math. Language arts and reading is different subjects, but in the same classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Social studies is just a tiny little period, and so is science.
Okay.
In science, we're learning about William Penn.
Tell me, who was William Penn?
I don't know.
Sophie.
What?
Now you're learning about William Penn. You don't know who he is?
I think he's, he has a colony or something. And,
Wow. Panther Valley's finest, the schoolwork at work here. You'll learn about William Penn.
Yeah.
It has to go along with the separation of the American colonies from England. About that yet?
No.
No. Dad didn't graduate school.
Well, we learned that he was born in England.
He was.
And he made up a thing called Penn's Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been just woods, but then the king's like, well, William Penn's father was a good man, so we're going to add his name in it, Penn's Woods. So that became Pennsylvania.
Yes, it did. There you go. See? Most of the founding fathers were born in England.
Yes.
The people who founded, the people who took America from the Indians,
mm-hmm.
Let's just get real, they came over from England to settle in America, but they were still ruled by the king. That's why the American Revolution happened. That's what they wanted to separate from the king because he was being a dick. So they decided to have a Declaration of Independence. We are declaring our independence from you. You no longer rule us. Mm-hmm. We're going to elect a president. And our first president's name was?
Abraham Lincoln.
No!
George Washington.
There you go. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president.
I know. I was just joking.
So they elected a president. to be, not to act like a king, but kind of just to, you know, we need somebody in charge.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
But also what I'm learning is that the Quakers wanted everything to be equal.
Yes.
Everybody correct. To be equal.
Correct.
I was a Quaker. No, we were playing the game where the one half of the room was a Quaker.
Oh, it's a game? I thought you were, like, declaring yourself as a Quaker. I'm like, honey, it's 2020.
Hey, I'm a Quaker.
I'm like, it's 2020. I don't think Quakers exist anymore. I could be wrong.
They do.
Oh, well, I stand corrected then. What's your favorite subject in school?
I would say I have a top two. My first one is science.
Okay.
Second one is language, arts, and reading.
Yeah. So you're taking after your old man. Because I really liked science, although I didn't pass science in school.
Wow.
I did really bad, but I really liked it. The reason why your dad didn't finish school is, I'll tell you when you're older.
Yeah. My third favorite is social studies, and my fourth favorite is math.
Math was not even in my top 10. And I didn't even have 10 classes. I hated math.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite specials, which is art. Because we made Chinese dragons, and then we're working on weaving.
Like basket weaving?
No. Yes. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But we're starting off with fish.
Weaving fish.
Yes. We're going to, in...
A little more context, please. I don't know what you're talking about.
Styrofoam fish.
I still don't know what you're talking about, but fine.
But later on, once we get used to weaving, we're going to weave our own cup.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know what you're talking about. That's interesting.
Huh. I really like health and phys ed.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about it?
It's gym and we get to exercise and we do fun things. But the thing that I didn't get to do last time because I didn't have gym because of the program that we did. But this time, which is a Monday, I have to do CPR.
Well, CPR is good to learn just in case someone is unconscious and you can help. However, in a social situation... You need to be certified in CPR, which you should be. Mommy used to be. Daddy used to be, too.
Are you now?
No. No.
Why?
You have to renew your certification. And I never renewed mine. I know how to do it. I just never renewed mine. Mommy did it when she was a lifeguard.
Well, yeah, I knew she was a lifeguard. She'd been lifeguard like 4 or 5 different times.
Yeah. But it's good to learn. It's good to learn the Heimlich maneuver. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's when someone's choking. You put your finger right here, or right here, and upwards to get a burst of air into their windpipe so they go, right, if they got it like a piece of steak stuck, it'll get out of their throat.
That's what Grammy did to me because I was choking on a peppermint.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Holy crap.
I forgot about it too.
Oh, brilliant.
That's why Dad doesn't let me have peppermints anymore.
Well, that was a few years ago. I think you were like, what? You were like 5.
Yeah, 5.
You're 9 now. I have the utmost faith that you can finish a mint without choking on it.
Without it going stuck in my throat.
I don't have the utmost faith that you won't spill a drink in my living room or on my carpet, but yeah, I have faith that you can finish a goddamn dinner mint without choking on it.
Why don't we move on to the next thing?
You know my favorite subjects were in when I was in school?
Wait. What? Math?
No.
Science.
I did like science. I like science quite a bit. I never got far in high school. I never got that far in high school to learn more about science than I needed to learn.
Well, yeah, because you didn't graduate.
Yes, I know. Thank you. That doesn't make me any less smart than anybody else.
No.
But now, since I'm older, I can just read stuff all willy-nilly when I want to and learn all I want. I liked history. Learning about how our country was founded and, what's with the look? We were literally just talking about that.
I know.
How the country was founded and the American Revolution and, all the way up to World War I, the War of 1812, the Spanish-American War, the Revolutionary War, which you will learn about, I guarantee it. because that was the war for our independence. We went America went to war with England because we were like, we don't like you anymore, King. And he was like, I didn't care.
Shut up,
King. So now we're gonna fight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people died. World War One, World War Two, War of Vietnam, the Operation Desert Storm, the Cold War, which is not really, the Cold War wasn't really a war fought with soldiers. Not really. Yeah, you're bored already, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to go far in school. But I liked health class. So health class wasn't gym class. It was actually, you sit down and there's a textbook and you learn about the human body and what makes us tick and things like that.
What? So,
yeah, what makes us tick. What, your brain chemistry and things like that, and internal organs and stuff like that. At one point, Daddy wanted to be a pediatrician when I was younger.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
It didn't, but, whatever.
Now you work in stinking Walmart.
Thanks for that, kid. Like, I need to be constantly reminded of that.
Well, let's talk about...
I appreciate you.
Thanks. Let's talk about the fact that I'm in Reading Olympics.
Yeah, tell everybody what the Reading Olympics is.
Well, the Reading Olympics is a very good thing. It means that I have a very high grade in reading. I'm a, what was it, 6 or 7 grade reading level.
Yeah, so Sophie reads at a level that scares me sometimes because it's up at a level where my wife and I are at. Like, my wife and I read a lot, and Sophie reads at such a level that it's impressive, and it's scary with how progressive she is in her reading skills. It's actually really, really, really cool. So the Reading Olympics is like a competition, yes?
Yes.
So explain what the competition is.
The competition is we go, I get out of school early, mm-hmm. and, I get on a bus with all my teammates, and we go to a different high school, or a school, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, parents can come, and, somebody asks us questions about the books we read, so we have to memorize the books that we read. Whoever gets the more questions correct, the more points we win.
Okay. I told you like a couple weeks ago, Daddy was in something like that in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, the elementary school that I was in that
mm-hmm.
got shut down today because of the coronavirus.
Which is where?
In Warrington.
Is that close to us?
No. It's about 2 hours. It's down down outside of Philadelphia.
Is it heading towards us? Please say no. Please say no.
We'll be fine.
Yay.
I promise you.
Worried about you guys on the cruise.
Our cruise isn't until August.
I know, but it's not going to go away.
And two, we're going to a tropical climate, which the coronavirus cannot stand. Doesn't like heat.
Yay.
Plus, we're going in summertime. And it will level off in the summertime because that particular virus does not like heat nor alcohol. And Daddy plans on doing a lot of day drinking. So, it was a Titus Elementary School in the Central Bucks School District. It was closed today because they were cleaning the school. Yeah. I couldn't know. Your mom sent that to me. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah. And other schools that I've been to, I didn't go there in the same district, like Butler and something else, near Doylestown. Yes, I said but. And of all the curse words you hear me say in a day, the one that makes you laugh the most is but? Okay.
I'm not allowed to say curse words, but this is the funny time where the one I accidentally said. So I was like,
was it Christmas?
No.
Were you dropping F-bombs in the kitchen? Which, by the way, was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do not say curse words on this show.
I will.
Your mommy will be upset with me like no other.
Yeah, well, let me tell you about this time. So, I was at my Graham's house with... I was at my Graham's house with Mom. I don't know where Dad and Lennon were. But I was at Graham's house and...
We were bawling.
And there was an F-O on the TV. So, I was naming all the things that starts with F-O. Fox, whatever. And then here comes out of my mouth the S-word. The F word.
You said fuck, didn't you?
Yeah.
God, Sophie. So here's the thing. I really don't have a problem with you cursing in front of me. because you're going to hear it from me anyway. You're going to hear it in the world anyway. You might as well hear it from your old man.
Yeah. A curse in my head.
Your mom, on the other hand, has, and you are too old to be spitting that out in public. Now, the deal we had when I talked to you about it a couple of years ago was you have to use it in the right context, which mm-hmm. means you have to know what it means when you say it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, I don't give a fuck, you have to know what you mean when you say that.
I don't care about.
Exactly. Number two, do not talk shit about anybody else, which means you're not going to be talking, you're not going to be making fun of anybody, you're not going to be, you understand what that means, right? And don't do it around your mom.
Yeah.
That was the three things. And then this one, as fuck, on Christmas in front of my mother-in-law and my wife.
I don't remember the story. Can you tell?
Oh, I don't know. You were telling a story about how you dropped the F-bomb in school.
I'm not going to go do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, what the? I was just tipsy enough to lose all faculties and just lose my mind. I think your mom was laughing, too. So was Grammy.
Can I tell you about the time that happened on Thursday or Wednesday?
About cursing?
No. What happened when I... Because...
No.
Why?
No. I already said we're not going to tell that story.
Okay.
I will tell that story next week.
Yeah.
On the show, because I told Raptor that I would tell her. We're going to save it for that.
Yeah, okay.
So, you're still in dance.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to share about dance? You just going to leave it in there? So, you're on the Ruby team now.
Mm-hmm. There's... This team, there's Tiny Treasures, mm-hmm. Peridot, Aquamarine, Ruby, Diamond. Mm-hmm. Diamond is as far as you go.
Yep.
So I was in Peridot. I skipped Aquamarine, went to Ruby.
Because you're a badass.
Yes.
Yes. Sophie's a very talented dancer. Very talented. A little lazy at times, and I don't say that to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
It's just 9-year-olds tend to be a little like... I don't want to do it. Like sadness from Inside Out. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
I can't do anything. I can't function. All I want to do is be on the tablet and watch TV and ignore my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but Sophie is a very talented dancer. You have a competition coming up in about a week.
Mm-hmm. The very bad stage.
Very, what do you mean?
Bad. There's stairs. We fall off them.
Since
most
when,
of the time.
Since when do you fall off the stairs? Well, you fell up the stairs yesterday, so I'm not even not even concerned about you falling down the stairs. Are you nervous?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know it's okay to be nervous.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, the more nervous you are, the better you'll do.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be so careful about doing a good job that you'll be extra on point.
Yeah.
And I have faith in you. You're a great dancer. Very talented.
Very talented reader, very talented dancer.
Okay, you're getting into a territory called being conceited, and I don't like that. Which means I'm so talented. I'm such a good reader.
Oh
I'm
my,
such a good dancer.
No, stop it! I hate that language.
It's not a language; it's an accent called Valley Girl.
Uh huh.
Like, oh my god, gag me with a spoon.
Give me a spoon!
No. So since Sophie's here, we're gonna bring it down with a little serious note. I want to tell you a story.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're gonna be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
Sophie, when I was 9 years old, my mom was, your grandmother, my mother, was watching a movie that I could not take my eyes off of on the TV. Okay. It was about a kid who accidentally goes back in time and sees his parents when they were his age. And I thought this movie was the greatest movie ever made. So it's called Back to the Future. So I saw that for the first time when I was 9 years old. You're 9 years old and you saw that movie for the first time last night. What do you think?
I can't even, I'm speechless. It was the best movie I've ever seen because Because
don't patronize me, kid.
Well, the kid that went back in time,
Marty.
And, yes, Marty. That Marty went back in time and he saw his parents. But if and his mom was in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
So if she kisses Marty,
mm-hmm.
then that means he wouldn't even be born.
No.
That's not what when he goes back to future.
Do you even remember the plot line of Back to the Future?
No, I don't.
So Doc Brown invents a time machine.
Yes.
Doc Brown is murdered, and the guys who murdered Doc Brown are shooting at Marty. So he hops in the DeLorean, the time machine, and he goes back in time to 1955 on accident. So he accidentally runs into his father. And then he accidentally runs into his mother, who instead of falling in love with his dad, falls in love with him. So that can create something called a time paradox. That's a fixed point in time where that if you undo that moment, then anything that is affected by that moment will be undone. So the moment where George McFly was supposed to get hit by the car,
mm-hmm.
Marty got hit by the car. So, in actuality, what really happened was George got hit by the car, and Lorraine's father brought him into the house, and Lorraine fell in love with George. That's what happened. That's how they met. But since Marty intervened in that, got in the way, that undid that moment. So, anything that had to do with that moment, George and Lorraine falling in love, going to the dance, kissing for the first time, getting married, having babies, all went away. So if Marty were to go back to the future at that time, he would fade away. That's what happened when he was playing guitar, as he was fading away. And then he saved it. And in part two, which we're going to watch, what, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Don't spoil it.
They go into the future.
Wow.
Yeah.
You spoiled it.
No, because they also go back, they go back to 1955 as well.
Well, yeah, you told me that.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of the movie? You like it?
Yeah.
You were at the point where Marty was racing to hit the clock tower.
Mm-hmm.
You were covering your eyes like, no, please make it. That was really cute. I thought that was really adorable. It's one of my favorite movies. And Lennon watched the movie, but when he's older, I'm hoping he'll actually watch it like you watched it and be able to enjoy it like mm-hmm. I did.
I loved it.
I told your Aunt Katie, because me and Aunt Katie watched it together when we mm-hmm. were nine. And I messaged her last night and said that showing Sophie and Lennon Back to the Future for the first time, keeping the tradition alive. She says, nice, tell them enjoy, and the second one is better. I said, it's not, but I'll let them judge. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like the movie?
Yeah.
That's good. That's
my
really
favorite.
Good.
It used to be...
Well, you're nine, so let's save judgment for your favorite movie till later in life.
It used to be The Greatest Showman. No, it used to be Frozen, then The Greatest Showman, then Peter Pan.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
The cartoon?
No, the movie.
The Disney movie? The cartoon Disney movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So... Let's move on from Back to the Future to Back to the Summertime. You are summer vacation soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's March, April, May, June. And you're on summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do this summer?
I'm going to go to Dorney. I'm going to go to Hershey.
I don't want to go to Dorney.
Okay, well then.
Well, no, here's why. There's not a lot of rides that Daddy can ride at Dorney Park. One, I'm a big guy, so I can't fit in a lot of shit.
Yeah, Mom was sad last time because she couldn't.
Two, I'm afraid of heights. So I can't, like, Steel Force, I almost went on it last summer, and then I chickened out, because it's too high. I can't, mm-hmm. I can't do it. And two, Dorney Park's really expensive. Like, really expensive. And like I said, your mom and I are going on a cruise in August. I think I saved that money. Knoebels, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
But I want to go to Hershey.
Well, it's been years since I went to Hershey. Can't even tell you the last time I was at Hershey Park.
Mm.
I can tell you the last time we were at Chocolate World, which is attached to Hershey Park.
Chucky!
Oh, no, Hershey Park Stadium. Me and your mom went to see Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Well, also in the summer, I want to go to a big pool area where we can just swim all day, every day.
Well, we're going to, me and your mom are going to buy a pool for the backyard.
I know, but it's not going to be big enough.
Big enough for you. You're 9.
I want it to be huge, like an indoor swimming pool.
Okay, Monty P. Moneybags, you want to go and buy one? Go ahead.
I got $68. I could buy this small of a pool.
You could put a down payment on a pool ladder.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you want to do?
Well, you know the park, the Ginther, that I went to a couple days ago?
You mean the one that's right around the corner?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to go there.
I want to take your brother to see fireworks, 4th of July.
Yeah.
For sure.
Last time.
It's going to be fireworks. Fireworks on the 4th of July. Red, white, and blue. That's Schoolhouse Rock. Do you know what Schoolhouse Rock is?
No.
Your body grows bigger. Your mind gets power. It's great to learn because knowledge is power. No.
No. But I know Recess.
Schoolhouse. I'm not talking about Recess. I'm talking about Schoolhouse Rock, damn it.
No.
Nothing? Conjunction Junction? I'm just a bill? Yes, I'm only a bill.
No.
I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. No.
No. Sweet one. That's.
No.
That's what I know.
Little Sweet is self-employed. My son is obsessed with.
It's the sweet one.
It's the sweet one. The Justin Guarini, Little Sweet, Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper commercials.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
And you know what? They're really funny. do you work here? No. Little Sweet is self-employed. That's really funny. Schoolhouse Rock was a thing. It was the 70s, but mm-hmm. I saw it when I was younger. It was just a little animated shorts that taught you about history and there's one that I'll throw it on and when we're done recording, I'll put it on my computer. Okay. There was one that teaches you about the American Revolution and the Constitution, mm-hmm. the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence in 1776. I'm going to keep going. The Continental Congress said that we were free. We had the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Boring.
Yes. Yeah, well, you're uncultured. Roblox.
Yeah.
Someday I'd like to take you and Lennon to see Colonial Williamsburg, which was one of the original colonies. In America, it's big. And Boston, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Boston now is a big metropolitan area, but you know people talk weird there, and I love it.
No, I'm laughing at a story that you told me back a little bit ago,
which was
when you went camping.
Oh yes, and I shit my pants, Sophie. Do you know how long ago that was?
No.
It was like 25 years ago.
I wasn't born 25 years ago.
No, but still, now the story's kind of sour grapes because and I've told it so many times that, let's see, so I'm almost 33. I would have been 7 or, yeah, it's like 25 years ago. Give it a rest.
Doo-doo. How about that poop knife?
What about the poop knife? The one that's hanging behind the green screen?
Yeah.
Hey, they were a very first sponsor. We were grateful for that. They sent us that.
Yeah.
Where
you can scoop at the poop.
No, that's not what it is.
I don't know.
It's for
cutting up chunks.
Yes. If you take a softball size Duke, a Mondo Duke.
Then
you can stick it in there and cut it up so it'll go down the toilet. Not unlike your brother sticking my glasses down the toilet, which we talked about last week.
And got in trouble for that.
Oh, he just went to bed early one night.
Yeah.
Well,
the headphones that I'm wearing, he broke too. The same
day.
Well,
he's 3. He breaks everything.
Yeah.
Toilets, earphones, breaking hearts.
Okay.
No, he's adorable. He's going to be breaking some hearts when he gets older.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Well,
his birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
He'll be four.
Yeah. I don't like
He's going to start on a soccer team. He's going to start preschool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
He's getting big.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really big for his age, and so am
I. No, he's not. He's tiny, and so are you.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm as tall as a 10-year-old. I'm supposed
to. You're tall, but you're still tiny. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
No. As opposed to when I was almost 10, I was fat. Fat.
Yeah, they shoved you in the locker.
They tried. but goddamn it, they could not. I, and I can't stress this enough, was too big.
You were like this big.
Joke's on you, fuckers. Too fat.
You're like a pumpkin.
Yes. Yes.
A fat pumpkin.
White like the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yes.
It's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Lennon's a mischief because he...
Oh, what did you call him?
A mischief. But
he's a mischief?
Yes.
He would be a miscreant.
Okay. Well, Dad knows how big my bed is. It's almost as tall as...
Well, you have what's probably... It's called a canopy bed. Which Grandpa Mike made for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a traditional canopy bed. Like, there's no curtains on it, which I could probably put some curtains on it if I wanted to.
Yes.
But there's a ladder, goes up to the top, and you're about, I'd say, 3-4 feet away from the ceiling.
More than that?
No. No, that's about it, right?
I'm 3-4. I'm 4 feet something.
You're a Fortnite?
No. Yeah, well, Lennon keeps trying to climb up my bed.
Well, he's not allowed up there, and you need to let him know that he's not allowed up there, because I don't really feel like scooping chunks of your brother off the floor.
Yeah. Wow, that came out wrong.
No, it didn't. No, I meant what I said. I don't really feel like scooping chunks of your brother up off the floor. I meant what I said.
Oh, so you mean his skin, or blood.
Honey, it's called an elaboration. I really don't feel like taking your brother to the emergency room, because he fell off your bed and broke his arm. That's how your Aunt Sarah broke her arm when we were younger. She fell off her bunk bed and broke her arm. I, however, break my arm in more creative ways, like playing Batman and Robin with my best friend, Jesse Velucas.
Oh, yeah. Let's tell you about the one time where you got hit. No.
Nope. Okay. Nope. That story's been told.
Oh, okay.
Want to get hit with the bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that story's been told. We're not going to tell it again.
Funny. Kind of.
No. Yeah, I broke my nose. That wasn't funny. That hurt. But that story's been told. We're not going to tell it again.
Okay.
Just like we don't tell the story again where I shit my pants 25 years ago. God damn it, has it been that long? Oh my God. What else do you want to talk about, kiddo? We've been talking for about 46 minutes already.
I don't care. I want it to be 2 hours.
No, you have to go to bed soon.
Why?
Because you're 9 years old.
And also I have a solo tomorrow.
Yeah, you have a solo dance practice tomorrow. You should get your rest for that.
Mm-hmm.
Your podcast. So Sophie had a podcast called Sophie's Room a little bit ago. And you actually got a lot of listeners. And then we just couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, I had too much dance. I had school. I turned to fourth grade.
You misbehaved and got grounded.
Yeah.
So, but you have an open invitation to be on my show, or Minor Raptor show, anytime you want.
Yay. So next time we do a show.
Well, no, next week if we have a guest, no, you can't be on, because that's...
Okay.
But, you know, anytime you feel like being on, you can come on, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Anything else before we shut it down for the night?
No.
No? Okay. Well, in that case, if you have any questions for me or for Sophie or for Raptor or even for Lennon, because, I mean, he doesn't understand, but, you know, maybe we can actually get him on the mic next time.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us insideyouwithbillandraptor@yahoo.com or put us insideyou@gmail.com or insideyoupodcast.com/contact. I think that's it for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie's going to go to bed. And I'm going to show her some Schoolhouse Rock before we go to bed. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it for this week. We will see you next episode. For Inside You, I'm Bill.
I'm Sophie.
And we are pulling out for the night.
Bye.
Later, Gators.